This is the country that the founders envisioned. This country is what the founding fathers dreamed we could become. We are trying to be better. We are not the land of the free, home of the brave. We are a land of those who wish for others to be free from any kind of oppression that they may face, but we have been cowards. We have not stood up to the injustice that has plagued our country since the first slaves were brought upon ships. We have not stood up to those who silenced the rights of the women we hold most dear in our lives. We have not fought so intensely for the rights of freedom of religion we so dearly fought for centuries ago. We have not fought for the equality of all of our own people before fighting for the freedom of others. We are not a unified nation. We are a house divided upon itself that cannot stand. We are not an oasis of freedom in the world. We are not that haven. Yet. We are imperfect. We are human. Our country is a reflection of us. We are what the founding fathers wanted us to be. But we are trying to be better than what they envisioned. We are trying to be more. The freedom America seeks is no longer one that can be earned on the battlefield. We thank the veterans of this country for their fight so far, but the freedom we now search for is found guarded by the ones they fought for. The freedom we search for is closely guarded in the streets of our cities. It is chained within the darkest patches of the cornfields of this nation. It is lodged within the minds of all Americans. That is what we fight for. We fight for an equality that cannot be earned, it must be given. This was never intended by the founders of this country. Their fight was to make a country that solved the issues of men like them. We've achieved that. We are trying to be more. We are proud people who notice the subtle differences within each other and expand them to be fundamental to their existence. We are not the place where people from all walks of life can come together. We are xenophobic and racist and religiophobic and sexist. Our country has repeatedly shown that we are not willing to accept others of differing faiths. We are not yet one nation under whatever God one person may choose to believe in or the land of liberty and justice for all. We have banned that travel between our country and predominantly Muslim ones in an attempt at closing our safe haven borders for so many, breaking the fundamental core of the American dream. America has never been one to turn a blind eye to a fight for freedom, except when it becomes a freedom that we are unwilling to give. We are a place where all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. However, we are not this land for all people. We are a land of imprisonment and captivity where people within our own homes do not share the same rights others do. Hundreds of thousands of women have felt the need to be silenced for decades over the male abuse of power in our workplaces, our homes, and the lives of those near and dear to us. Me Too is not a movement significant of progress towards equality. It is a symbol of how far we have to continue on towards our fight for liberty for all. The founders of our country would have kept these women silent and relegated to only our homes. We will not. The protests of this summer signify the failure to create a land that is willing to provide the freedom we praise and cherish for so many of our own. The founding fathers would have shackled so many of our citizens that this country has fought for so intensely to protect within the bondages of servitude. A person should not be judged upon the color of their skin, as the founding fathers would have thought they could only be. The message this country was founded on is that anyone should have the same rights, opportunities, and ability to achieve as everyone else. Our founding fathers failed to achieve that for all. We are trying to do more. Our founders envisioned the world that they were trying to create as a place for people like them. We've achieved that, but we are trying to be more. The vision of our founding fathers was achieved generations ago. We want more. We are trying to become a place where anyone can feel welcome. America can be a warm, inviting space in the world where people from all over can feel welcome. America can follow through that all people can be created equal. We are a land of so many brave people who have been willing to sacrifice whatever it takes in trying to become a land of the free. We are not that land yet. We have had people lay down their lives in an attempt to fulfill these lofty goals we have set for our own country and have sacrificed the lives of millions, but we still aren't there yet. The founding fathers had a flawed vision. They would be ashamed of what we have achieved since their deaths. They would be ashamed that we still fight to make this country more than what it is. They would be satisfied with what we've already achieved and beg us to stop fighting for the liberation of all. We do not want to be like them. We are trying to be better than what the founders envisioned. We are trying to become a place where people from all walks of life can come together. We are trying to become a safe haven of religion and differing ideologies. We are trying to become a melting pot. We are trying to become a place where all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We are trying to become an oasis of freedom in the world. This is the country the founders envisioned. we are trying to be better.